This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Well, happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday. Maybe it's 7 in the morning and you're on your way to work. Maybe it's 11:45. You've tuned us in on our sister station, WWBC, at 1510 AM, which is also heard on 94.7, 99.9, and then the south end of the county at 100.7. God bless you. Paul Esposito with you, pastor of Island Community Church, station manager of this radio station as well. So blessed to have this airtime and this time to spend with you here teaching and preaching the Word of God. Verse by verse, that's what we're doing today. We're in the book of Galatians, going through verse by verse. We're in chapter 1. We're looking at the Apostle Paul making the astounding statement that these things didn't happen until it pleased God. And the shocking thing is, friends, that sometimes bad things have to happen to good people first. But we need to hold on to the truth that all things work together for good. Read the end of chapter 7 of the book of Acts and the first couple of verses of chapter 8. Read what happened with the Apostle Paul. It says, the Bible says, he tried to destroy the church of Jesus Christ. He went from house to house, dragging out Christians, men, women, and children, bringing them to prison. He was on a mission to destroy the church. And he wrote to the people of Galatia that when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb to reveal his son in me. Shocking statement. The thing to hold on to, friend, is God is good and all things work together for good. I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday morning. Why don't you come by this Sunday morning at 10:30? We'd love to see you. We're right here in this book. We're in chapter 2 this week. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, 10:30 this Sunday. Look for the podcast over the weekend and here on the radio as well. Here is the next part of the sermon, When It Pleased God.
When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, notice God's hand was on him before he was born. And he called me by his grace. Now, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me, not to me, he revealed him in me. In me. You've got the witness in yourself. When it pleased God to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Boy, talk about mother's womb. These verses are pregnant. Here's 6 quick points out of this right here. Number 1, when it pleased God, not when it pleased you. God doesn't work according to your timetable. He works according to his. Number 2, Paul was set aside before he was born. Not because God saw some potential in him, but because he was chosen and called and elect before the foundation of the world. Not based on anything he did. It's because God called him. God chose us, Ephesians 1:4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. God's called you before you were born. That's what your Bible says. Number three, Paul was saved by grace. That is, he didn't earn it. He didn't deserve it. And he didn't have it coming to him. The things we read in the Bible we have coming to us, where it says the wages of sin is death. That's what we've worked for and we have coming to us. But the free gift of God is eternal life, right? Romans 6:23. All right, so when it pleased God, not when it pleased you. Number two, Paul was set aside before he was born. Number three, Paul was saved by grace. Number four, God revealed his son not necessarily to him, but he revealed him in him. This from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Blinded as he had been to the deity of Jesus Christ, thinking that the Nazarene was a fraud, God gave Paul an outward vision of Christ on the Damascus Road. But later he gave him an inner revelation about the full significance of the person and works of the Savior. The purpose of this revelation was so that Paul might preach him among the Gentiles. Number five, Jesus revealed him so that he would tell others about him. I would venture to say the Son of God was revealed to you so that you would tell others about him as well. No matter who you are. I don't recommend you bury your talent in the ground. You've got the witness in yourself. Lastly, point number six. He did not confer with flesh and blood. What does that mean? That means he didn't go and ask someone else's opinion. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither did I go to Jerusalem to those that were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia. Where's Arabia? The desert. He went to the middle of nowhere. And then I returned again to Damascus. Now here's God's message for you today. When the Lord reveals himself to you, it's not your place to go and ask someone else what their opinion is about it. It's your job to believe it. And it's your job, as Paul said, given his testimony, to be obedient to the heavenly vision. Sometimes you need to confer with people. Let me make the exception. Spouses need to confer with each other before they make a decision. But don't you think God knows that? If he's given you something to do, your spouse will be in agreement with you. God is not a God of confusion, but unity. You know, I was thinking about this. It's striking how God did exactly this with Joseph. You can read in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, Mary receives this word from the angel that never would have stood on its own. That would have caused division and strife. So Joseph, I don't know what Joseph's going to do about this. That was her word, not his. So this is what God did. Matthew 1, 19 and 20. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, he was minded to put her away privily. But while he was thinking on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When you're married, there will be confirmation with your spouse. It's not just up to you to just go run off and do something. There'll be an agreement amongst your husband or your wife. But most of the time here, you're not to confer with others. That is saying to a friend, like you guys here, missionaries. It's not for you to say, well, God has put it into my heart and I want to be a missionary. Or someone else, I want to start a business. Or someone else, God told me to write a book. Don't confer with flesh and blood. Be obedient to the heavenly vision. God hasn't given your vision to someone else. He's given it to you. It's not up for anyone else to talk you out of it. God's given it to you. If you're certain of it, and if you've tested it by the word of God, then you go. It's not up for anyone else's decision. Don't let anyone talk you out of what God's told you to do. And there's your verse to stand on. It's Galatians 1:16. When I received the vision, I didn't confer. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I did it. I did it immediately. He didn't go to Jerusalem to ask Paul about Jesus. He went into the wilderness and asked Jesus about Jesus. He didn't ask anybody else. How many times I've heard that story? Someone's young child gets saved and they go home and tell their mother or their father, and then that's it. They go home and tell their mother or their father and they talk them out of it. Or kids who are Bible-believing children and they go to school and some teacher talks them out of it. Don't confer with anyone about it. Let God show you himself if he's phony. Ain't gonna happen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Don't confer with flesh and blood. Now let's continue, and we're going to wrap up here. Chapter 1 starts with the word then. Verse 18. I think we've covered enough stuff this week. Then, that is after spending time alone with God in the desert. Then, after 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter. And remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's cousin. Oh, sorry, the Lord's brother. Sorry, where have I heard that? Oh, that's right, the Pope said it just last week and every week. Well, we know Jesus had no brothers. They might as well be like Hitler and start a bonfire and burn all your books. The Bible says Jesus had a brother and sisters. Listen to this verse, Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Now when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, said, where did this man get these things? And with what wisdom is this that's given to him, that such mighty works are performed? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us as well? Hello, you can take this home with you too, okay? Jesus had a family. He had brothers, you know, like a brother of another mother. That old, you know, he had brothers and sisters from the same mother, but a different father. Jesus' father was God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.